I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And we're ready for family fun in the kitchen, and we hope you
That's
are
right.
too,
because That's right.
we're going to have a recipe for you. And, well, I'm wondering, it's going to be interesting to see if people have made this particular dish before. Mm-hmm. And it is called?
Tiramisu. And it has gained in such popularity in this country over the last few years. And when I think of tiramisu, originally, I think, oh, this is a very difficult dessert to prepare. It's made in layers. It uses ingredients that I might not know anything about, and where am I going to locate those ingredients? But there are other options in making this dessert rather than making the long, extended version of tiramisu.
I think the basics, it's a chocolate and coffee.
Yes.
One of your favorite combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It needs some kind of cake-like base.
Correct. And then a cream filling, whether it be made with cream cheese, a custard, mascarpone cheese. That's the part of the yum factor with tiramisu. And then combine that with coffee and chocolate and sprinkling of unsweetened cocoa on top of it. And it's just a lovely dessert.
It is. It's something that people think you did a whole lot of work mm-hmm. when maybe you didn't do so much. It's really, really special. And I sort of want to insert that I did get to go to Italy a few years ago, and it was right after I'd been introduced to tiramisu, and I think Marianne Mormon introduced me to that.
Uh-huh.
So I decided wherever I went and we had dessert, I was going to try tiramisu.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. But you know what? They were all different.
Really?
So that just sort of, I think, freezes up to say, we don't have to do it one way. They don't do it one way in Italy.
And what was the favorite way that you remember having had it?
Well, probably more like the original where it had the layers mm-hmm. and so on, rather than one I called deconstructed. It had the chocolate separate and the cake separate, and you kind of put it together yourself. That was really unique.
Oh, yes. And yeah. you could determine how much of what
yeah,
ingredient you wanted that
yeah.
way.
Uh-huh. And it was a fun serving, you know, when they present it to you, you go, oh, this is tiramisu.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
so you kind of free yourself up to do your own thing, and yet it'll be really special.
Well, tiramisu originated in Italy in the 1960s. So it's not that old of dessert. I mean, I'm not that old, and I'm kind of from that 1960s era. So it's a dessert that came across the water and has become more popular in this country. I have two different recipes in front of me, LaVon, but the one that I am going to post on our website at kjan.com, and that's where you listeners can obtain this easy-to-prepare tiramisu recipe.
And even the kids could get involved.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Is to go to kjan.com, click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and that recipe will be posted there as well as a picture showing the steps and what it looks like as a finished product.
You just have to imagine the flavor when we look at the picture. But yes, you will go that way.
Now, for those of you who don't have computer access, just send us a note or give us a call out of KJAN, and we'd be more than happy to have this recipe get into your hands. But the recipe is just a 3, 6, 7 ingredient recipe, and it is courtesy of Sandra Lee from the Food Network. She is well known, at least what I think of her, of using fast ways to make ritzy-looking desserts, and this is one of them, too. Now, I might add that this particular tiramisu recipe does call for ladyfingers as the cake type base. And you and I, LaVon, have talked about the use of ladyfingers and the cost of ladyfingers. They're not cheap to have.
And sometimes you have to search for them. The first time I went to find them, I had to ask for help to find them because they're not with cake. They're not. I think they were in the refrigerator section, actually.
I think, yes, I'd seen them there too. But I was shopping at a larger grocery store in the city the other day, and they were on just the shelf with the cookies. But so you have to look either place if you want them.
So we don't have to look for ladyfingers. We can try what else?
Well, I have a recipe for a cake base that works really well with tiramisu. Or you can actually purchase a frozen pound cake, or maybe you have a great pound cake recipe on hand, and it would be made in a this particular one, the cake is made in a 9-inch springform pan so that the cake shape is of a nature in which you can cut it then into cubes and use it in your individual glasses or wine glasses, dishes that you're going to use for individual servings of tiramisu, or you can make a big bowl of it and cut it up into cubes or in slices and put it in the bottom of that bowl or whatever dish that you're going to put it in. So I like the idea of this cake, but I have used the frozen, Sara Lee frozen pound cakes and slice those very thin and then cut them into cubes. And they're a great base, too, for tiramisu.
And pound cake also comes in a cake mix box.
Yes.
So Sara Lee might use one of those options instead of making a cake because she starts sometimes with other products that don't require as much time and effort and expertise.
Yes. Well, and the nice thing, too, about this particular recipe of Sandra Lee's is that there are no eggs involved, so you don't have to worry about cooking those eggs to a high enough temperature to make them safe to eat when this is a refrigerated dessert, this particular recipe is. It uses heavy cream, sugar, cream cheese, vanilla extract, ladyfingers, or this cake base or pound cake, black, strong black coffee, and cocoa powder. Now, we talk about oftentimes with tiramisu that mascarpone cheese is used rather than, in this recipe, cream cheese. Well, what in the world is mascarpone cheese? And I know, you know, when I first saw that ingredient in tiramisu, I thought, that was enough to frighten me.
keep
me away from making this recipe.
Again, usually you can buy it already made up, but occasionally that's even hard to find.
Yes, yes it is. But there is a substitute, and I will put this on the website too. If you want the sweeter tasting mascarpone cheese, what you would use would be 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, 1/3 cup of sour cream, and 1/4 cup whipping cream, and mix that together. So that becomes 1.5 cups of the mascarpone cheese substitute, and oftentimes that's the amount that you would need in the tiramisu recipes.
Yeah, fill that up. Now, another substitute we may need to do, because almost every tiramisu recipe I look at has a liqueur in it.
It does, yes. And some people don't want to use liqueurs in their in anything. They may not have it on hand at home, and why invest
in it? Yeah, you go buy a big bottle of coffee liqueur, and I'm going, I'm only going to use it once? No, thank you.
Yes, so let's find a substitute for that, Levon. And you found something on the internet that was very, very easy. And what was that?
It was just making more strong coffee. And I think it was, now I don't remember, Janine, but it was a small amount of coffee with a small amount of water.
Yep.
And it's just more strong coffee, and you won't have that liqueur flavor, but you'll still have the coffee chocolate flavor.
Yep. And I found, too, some different substitutions for coffee liqueur. If you use espresso, you want to brew that very strong, and then you would add unsweetened cocoa and a sweetener with such a sugar with that to make that coffee liqueur. Of course, liqueurs have sugar in them. Then another way to do it, if you don't have espresso on hand, is to just use instant coffee. For 2 tablespoons of coffee liqueur, one would mix 1 teaspoon of instant coffee in with 2 tablespoons of water and 1/2 to 1 teaspoon chocolate extract. Now, the chocolate extract might be something that you don't have on hand either. But to mix in just I just use a little whisk and mix in some unsweetened cocoa powder with it, and you would have that flavor.
So you'll still get the tiramisu flavor no matter which way you want to go.
It's a wonderful dessert and so easy to do, and especially it's one of these 4-star, 5-star desserts that your guests might think you spent just hours of time making, but it you didn't. It's
that's
just
right.
Very easy.
And the children, as we mentioned, if you're going to do the individual servings, and again, that's really kind of, that makes it special too.
It does.
To have an individual dessert in a pretty little dish. And I don't know, have you thought about a garnish for that? Is it just the cocoa enough?
I think just the cocoa with this dessert is enough. Now, Sandra Lee sprinkles crushed up ladyfingers on the top of hers, which could possibly be done, something a crunch like that. But I think just the purity of the unsweetened cocoa sifted on top, That's what gives that beautiful
final
flavor.
Touch. Mm-hmm. So the children could help put these all in the dishes and then put it in the fridge so you can make it ahead. So that's another plus for this dessert that you can be ready for a party. And
you would want to refrigerate it about an hour, at least an hour before serving.
And you can make it several days ahead if you need
to. Oh, yes. Yeah. It will last very well.
So if you haven't tried tiramisu, here's your chance because you can find the recipe there on the website or give us a call.
Mm-hmm. And that makes family fond memories in the kitchen.